virus, so remember that, and all the other ones that we know of that are dealing with it. Lord knows who they are. Brother Rhino gave me one, says, please, thank you for your prayers for my dad. He is home from the hospital and his surgery went well. So thank the Lord for that. So remember them. And we're, like I said, always remember the ones that we're praying for on a regular basis. And I know we all have unspoken requests. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for letting us come out this morning, Lord. Lord, be with the ones that may be traveling. Lord, bless them. Keep them safe. Lord, be with the ones that we have mentioned here, Lord. Remember the, all the churches that are going through this virus. Lord, just keep them away and take it away and protect our church here, Lord. Most of all, and keep it away from this church also. Be with the ones that are sick. We thank you for taking care of Brother Rhino's dad. And remember Kaylee and Zoe there, Lord, not feeling well. All the other ones, Lord, that we pray for on a regular basis, Lord. We all have family people that we pray for. Come down and bless them. Be with Dad today. Give him strength, Lord, also. And give us the right attitude to listen to what's being said. Forgive us for all of our sins. We love you for your many blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You be seated.
He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen. Did you come here to bless his name? Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's just sing page 491. We have come into his house, key of F. Amen.
We have come into his house, magnify his name and worship him. We have come into his house, magnify his name and worship him. We have come into his house to magnify his name and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship him. Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Forget about yourself.
So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. Just forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. Just forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship him, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Why don't we just lift our hands to him now?
Let us lift up holy hands and magnify his name and word.
Oh, he's worthy this morning. Hallelujah.
Let us lift up holy hands and magnify his name and worship him. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify his name and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship him, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Once again, we've come into his house. Hallelujah.
Oh, we have come into this house to magnify his name and worship him. We have come into this house to magnify his name and worship him. We have come into his house magnify His name and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship Him, our Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Let's just give Him a clap of praise. He's worthy of all of our honor, all of our praise. Amen. Praise God. Well, let's sing page 28. Fill my way with love. Key of F. Fill my way with love. Amen. How many want more of His love? Amen.
Ooh, let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way Thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above. Giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Keep me close to the side of my Savior and God. Let me never in darkness roam. Keep my path free from wrath and my soul satisfied. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with that heavenly dove, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Soon the race will be o'er. Soon the race will be o'er and I'll travel no more. But abide in my home above. Let me sing, bless the King, all the way to the shore. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with that heavenly dove, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Fill my way. Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, let me go all the while. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered whole, we will tell the story of how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. We are often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. Somber skies and howling tempests oft succeed a bright sunshine. In that land of perfect day, when the mists have rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered whole, we will tell the story of how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Temptations, hidden snares, temptations, hidden snares, often take us unawares, and our hearts are made to bleed for many thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why the test, when we try to do our best. But we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered, oh, we will tell the story of how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Sing that chorus once again. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by.
Give the Lord a clap of praise. Hallelujah. We may not understand things that happen in this life. We'll understand them by and by. He didn't ask us to understand anything. He just asked us to believe it. Believe Him and have faith that He said that He'll be with us, even in us, to the end of the world. Didn't ask us to understand why things happen in our lives. But He made a promise to us. Amen. Before we have our responsive reading, let's sing this song in moments like these. Key of D, key of D. It's page 242. Sorry. Amen. You love the Lord?
In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, oh, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to the Lord, singing, I love You, Lord, singing, I love You, Lord,
once again, sing it unto Him.
In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to my Jesus. In moments like these, oh, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to the Lord, singing, I love You, Lord. Singing, singing, I love You, Lord, I love You.
No instruments, just sing that part, singing out.
Singing, I love You, Lord, singing. Singing, I love You, Lord, I love You.
Singing,
singing, I
Brother Don prepares.
Lord, singing I
was going to take it out.
You, Lord, I love you.
I'll get it, brother.
Amen.
Good morning. Please stand. We have the opening and reading of the word this morning.
Amen.
Good to see everybody here this morning. It's getting a little fuller each time. Better and better, y'all. It only gets better from here. Again, it's good to see everybody here. We're going to read this morning from 139, Psalms 1 through 24. I read this the other day. Lord put me on it after Wade got through speaking the other night. I was very touched at what he said, and I think it's time for all of us to really step back, and we need to look in the mirror and check ourselves out. I know I do. I can't speak for y'all, but my greatest joy is being able to pray for you.
Amen.
And just being able to speak to the Lord about it.
Amen.
And I know I have an angel that takes that prayer up there and gets it right, because I know I'll get it wrong, but he'll get it right. And that's what we have to put our faith in, and we have to hang on, and our faith has really got to grow. And it only grows one way, is by the taking of the word.
Amen.
Hearing it, reading it, and becoming the word. Before we go to the author this morning, we'll just say a little word of prayer.
Yes.
All right? Everybody ready? Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day you've given us to come and gather around your word once again and to hear your beautiful word, Lord, the very fiber of our lives that hold us together and bonds us, Father God, to you. Lord, without knowing your word, where would I be? I'd be wandering in the fields. Lord, thank you for bringing me into the fold. I love you, Lord Jesus, for all the things you've done, and especially the things you didn't do, I asked. Because, Father, correction is a good thing. And we ask, Lord, today that you just correct us with your word. And bless those that couldn't make it through the door today and their hindrances, Father. And I ask you just touch and bless that little bride and strengthen her faith, Father. Just bring her to the top of the lid, Father, and just fill her. And we ask, Father, today that each one here is a blessed person being here to come and hear the word today, and bless Brother Dale as he's preparing to bring the word to us. Anoint our ears that we can hear, Father, and bless Brother Wade this afternoon, Lord. We ask, Father God, that he just be with us now, lead and guide us, and bless that little bride around the world and strengthen her, Father God. Let her glow like you said you would, Father. Bless the opening and the reading of the word this morning, Lord. You just come on the scene now and have your way with us. We ask it in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. And I do want to say, I hated it, Brother Collie's not being here, and I understand it, and it's been a privilege to be able to stand up here and do this in his behalf. Because I certainly listened to him many years, and I appreciate it. Psalms 139. O Lord, thou hast searched me and know me.
Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off.
Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways.
But there is not a word in my tongue,
thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it.
Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence?
If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there.
I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea.
Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light upon me.
Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee.
For thou hast possessed my reins, Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb.
I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well.
My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in the secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth.
Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect, and thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, and as yet there was none of them.
How precious are all thy thoughts unto me, O God! Now great is this sum of them.
If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand.
Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men.
They speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain.
Do not, I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee. I am not of grief with those that rise up against me.
I hate them with perfect hatred.
Yes.
Count them by my enemies.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Thank you, and you may be seated for the reading of the word.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Don. Appreciate the reading of the word. Amen. Can't always always appreciate Psalms, Proverbs. You find some really good nuggets in there.
Amen. That's right.
Brother Wade, would you want to help us take up our offering?
Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you give us.
Yes, Lord.
We pray now that you would bless the offering, Lord. Bless those who give and cannot, Father. We ask just touch each one, Lord. May the service, Lord, be a monumental day for each one of us, Lord, that we'll hear from you, Father, and know that you're with us. We pray these things in Jesus' name.
Yes. Amen. Let's sing that song while Brother Wade takes up the offering, take up your cross, I believe. It's F. Give F. Let's stand to our feet.
Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day. Don't be ashamed to say that you know Him. Just count the cost. Take up your cross and follow Him.
Once again.
Oh, take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day. Don't be ashamed to say that you know Him. Just count the cost. Take up your cross and follow Him.
Once again, hallelujah.
Oh, take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day. Don't be ashamed to say that you know Him. Just count the cost. Take up your cross and follow Him.
Just count the cost.
Oh, just count the cost. Take up your cross and follow Him.
Hallelujah. Are you ready for the word this morning? Amen. So let's go ahead and sing Open the Eyes of My Heart as Brother Dale comes. Amen.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Oh, I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Oh, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see you.
Do you?
To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory.
You love him.
Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory.
Amen.
Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy. Holy, 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 holy,
and I want to see you. Amen and amen and amen, and I want to see him, don't you? Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. If you'd like to turn in your scriptures, turn where we've been reading, Revelation 3:14, and then we'll go to Matthew 13:16. I'll get it right in a minute. But anyhow, just remember to all that are sick among us, and the different ones all across the country, different brothers that are, they're getting a report in now that there's many, many sicknesses. And one church that had like 40 people in the church there that had the virus. So just, you know, it's a bad time and a bad point, but it's where it's supposed to be.
Amen.
We're right where we're supposed to be. We're right. Everything's right on time.
Amen.
And all, you know, it'll work out. God will work it out and everything. All right. Just remember that, Brother Luis, the Lord willing, be preaching for us Wednesday. So remember that. Keep him in mind. And we're going to have the communion now this afternoon. So we're planning on doing some way to let you march down. And somebody will be downstairs for, you can walk out under the canopy in the communion and just give it to you there instead of trying to divide it up between all the others, and just do that as we go down. So we'll guide you as to what to do and what we're doing, because we want to take communion. That's the way it is. Just pray one for another. Keep praying for my wife and hold her up that the Lord would bless. Revelation 3:14. Thank you, Father, for your love and your grace unto us. Thank you for everything. And we just ask you that you'd be with us and guide us. And, Lord, that most of all, you'd forgive us of our many failures and keep us under the blood, because that's where we want to be in all things. And, Lord, just have your way now. As we talk about you today, you come on the scene and manifest yourself in each one of us. And let your loving grace be with us. And, Lord, let all of our thoughts and ideas and all be passed away from ourselves, and let them be what you want us to think, what you want us to do. Just have your way now. Bless the sick around the country. Remember the little bride. You promised it and we believe it. The Father, we just commit it all to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Revelation 3:14. This is to this age and the time, so. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. All right, let's go to Matthew 16. We'll start reading in verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this, revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Amen. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. In summing up all of his things about the church and how she's built on the revelation of Jesus Christ, then he ends up telling them, says, now don't tell nobody about the Christ, you know, because he knew they wouldn't understand. That's been the most mysterious part of all, is how that God could be made manifest upon the earth in the way that he has, and to be able to show himself, reveal himself, make himself known. And starting with that, with the Christ. All right. Last Sunday, we spent our time trying to speak about the Christ. And we went through a lot of the scriptures and things, you know, that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that was who Jesus was declaring himself to be while he was here upon the earth, was that Christ. And, you know, and doing that, then that would be a great mystery in the understanding of the Godhead. All right. What have we been doing on the point of the beginning of creation? Is we've been back and forth, back and forth, and we'll keep doing it to make sure you follow the thought pattern that I'm trying to lay down to you. And remember what we were dealing with, that God's first creation was himself. Not that he created himself. Now that's our point of our thinking. And we think, well, God just created himself, or God created another person or another doing. And I've been over that and over that with you enough to where you know now that what I'm talking about at the beginning is that when God came down and just stepped over into another form, another manifestation, another point, but not another being, not another personality or something, you know, not making more persons out of it, but making it to be the point that it was God himself moving over into another form. And see, that way that does away with what we think about beginning, because we look at beginning and then we think, well, then if you're looking at beginning like this stop and start and et cetera, then your mind will go back to the point that you'll try to figure out where God is and what he's doing. Amen. When the best thing to do is just think about what he's saying.
That's right.
See, he just stepped down in another form.
Right.
He just moved into another form. He just became into not another being, not another person. The same God just moved into another form.
Right.
Well, see, that way then the Godhead will become clearer as we go along to understand, you know, and then we can get into, I'm a father, I'm a son, I'm a human, and I'm a, you know, and all like that, as the prophet would be doing it, to express the Godhead and give a great understanding unto us. All right. But in doing that, see, he's the beginning of the creation. Not that that he had to create. We think create means to take something and make it. Create, you know, but not in God. It's just, he can go, and the world can come into existence. He can do anything. It's not in that form. It's in the form of showing what he's doing for the time. And he's always revealed himself, and that's why that we kept on emphasizing that, the Father came to, into being. But the way he did was because that he stepped into another form called a son.
Yeah.
And see, we look at, and I said, I keep emphasizing this one to where you can think about it. When you think of Son of God, you'll think about 2,000 years ago. I mean, that's where your mind locks into 2,000 years ago, Son of God. Well, that's not it. See, the Son of God was the first creation to come into being, or God stepping into another form. And he simply just moved from being Father, you know, to coming down to being the Logos, the Theophany, the Word, the Son of God. And that can be back before the world ever begun. And see, we want to bring it down and put it in a 2,000-year bracket to where that we can kind of try to comprehend, but we can't do that. We got to leave it in the basis of the understanding up to that point. All right? And see, then, as we were bringing those out, let's get a couple of these and just read over this. I know that you don't like for me to keep reading the same thing, but I like to read, so go ahead with number one. And let's just take this part and get to that that we can see. Okay. Now, if God created man in his own image, in his own likeness, what kind of a man did he create? A spirit man. Now, if you'll notice, after he had made all the creation and created a spirit man, the close reading and all, I wanted to ask the question. God giving dominion of the cattle and the fishes and everything to the man. All right. Now, naturally, that was dire. When he made man, he naturally gave him the dominion of the animals and the thing. But the main way that he gave it to him was through the spiritual creation, not the natural. It wasn't a natural man standing out there with a wheel. Get over there. Get over there. You know? No, it was the spirit man that controlled him by love, by the, like the baptism of the Holy Ghost, as he says here. All right. See, the own image to the cattle lead the beasts of the field, just like the Holy Spirit leads the believer today. He was, in other words, Adam, the first man in the lower creations of God. Now what? In the lower creations of God. All right. In other words, he was the first man, earthly speaking. See, we're going to try to tie two things together today, from the spirit man to the natural man. All right. So then that'll do it. We're going from Genesis 1 to Genesis 2 and try to get that in point. But look, so in other words, Adam, the first man in the lower creations. In other words, the animals, he's explaining the animals and the things that has happened. Now he's explaining what that Adam comes into being, that he's the first man in the lower are the first of that being. Now, we've got to take two things today, and then we'll bring it into the third stage, because naturally Adam was made physically.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
All right. Then, but he was made spiritually before then.
Right.
Then he was made naturally.
Amen.
All right. And that'll tie it all together. See, the first creation was God himself. Then out of God came the Logos, which was the Son of God. All right?
Yep.
See, God just stepped over in another form.
Right.
Like we were talking about, we have to kind of do it in a reverse order. We were talking about it with Brother Ray there, you know, that here he goes through these stages. And he comes to a stage that he was a father. Then he comes to a stage that he's a grandfather.
Right.
All right? That doesn't change him. It doesn't make any difference in that. It's what you're talking about. Forgive me for coughing. All right. Which was the Son of God. Then out of the Logos, which was the Word. So now out of what now? The Son of God is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was, Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Out of the Logos came forth the man, all right? The creator. He's emphasizing how that man comes into being. How did man come into being? See, Jesus, we'll get to it in just a minute, he's the only begotten.
Right.
All right? But Adam was the first creation.
Amen.
Come on. So you got to keep that straight. Adam was the first creation, first one created, first human being created, made as he was made. And we call him in Genesis 2 that he's the flesh man. All right. And see, then when it comes forth, it comes forth into showing that he's expressing what it is. So then we go on. Let's go on to number 2. I want to get these, like these first 3, and keep repeating these where we can stay on it. All right. Now, no man has seen the Father at any time. No man can see God in the bodily form because God is not in bodily form. All right. Now, whatever, you got to keep one thing in mind. Listen, no man has seen God at any time. All right. Seen God in the bodily form. Because see, it was 2,000 years ago when the bodily form came into being. Now Melchizedek, yes. But Melchizedek was one thing. He was a man being and all, but he couldn't die for our sins. See, it had to be the special one. We'll get to that, maybe next week, because we're going to get to the point of seeing that he was the first of this new race. All right. He's the beginning of the creation of God. He's the first of a new race. All right. Adam was the beginning of the natural creation of mankind. Right? Adam was created. Wasn't just born like the, he was created. Whereas Jesus had to be born. Because if he created Adam, Adam couldn't die for our sins. Because he was a creator or a creation. But see, Jesus Christ was God Almighty who stepped into another form. He just moved from one form to another. I hope you keep looking at that and thinking it in your mind to keep that form in mind and you'll see it. See, no man can see God in the bodily form because God is not in bodily form. Now, it doesn't mean that he didn't look like us. Get all that. So you try to figure that out. Well, what did he look like? Well, I guess he was a glob. What was that one? Kids, somebody help me. One of the kids, the guy with the brain, you remember? And he was standing out there and he had the big old belly and the cartoon things. And the big old belly and here was the brain, you know. And one of the cartoon characters. See? Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. But see, it's not that away. You got to get your mind into the line of what your thinking is and what he's doing. All right. Adam was the first of the natural creation of mankind. All right. Because he was the first of that type of being. So he came that way even before Jesus came. Okay. But it doesn't, see, don't try to put and figure out, well, what did God look like? I don't understand what he looked like. Did he have, well, if he made man in the spiritual, we know what that looks like. Right? And he made the animals. He made Adam in the line of the animals. All right, we know what that looks like. Right? See, then we don't have to worry about what he's trying to figure out. What did God look like back there? Well, I guess he had, well, did he have 4 toes and 3 eyes and, see? No, what do we look like? See, when he brought it down, he brought down the creation and he started creating naturally. That's what I've been trying to do with. He created the spiritual sense coming down. Then he creates Adam in a spiritual sense. Soul, theophany. All right. Then he puts him into human flesh. All right, that's the first of that race. All right, you know where I'm headed because you know in the church age book where he said this is a new race. But that's going to be where we come down to where we're at. All right, we'll get to that later. See, all right, what did he say? He says God's not in a bodily form. God is a spirit. All right, now there's the point. See, no man has seen the Father, but the only begotten of the Father hath declared to him. All right. God is a spirit. But remember, he's not just a spirit floating around, just something floating around, no form to it. No, the prophet said he's a being. He would be more real than we would be.
Amen.
You could think how real Adam would come out to be, then think of a God that could create that.
Amen.
And you think about what your body is. You realize there's things in your body that it's just minute little things, but yet your body is run by that.
Amen.
Things are done by those things going backwards and forth. And you just think of all the things. And see, even like the prophet said, you can take the certain things out of the animal race, put it into the human race. It'll go right straight to that part like it's made from. All right? Because the animals, the prophet said what? He was the first creation was what? He was an animal. But that animal was a man. All right? He was the first of a new race. God came over from being self-existing and all that, and then he steps over into another form and begins to create. But his first part that he steps into has to be the Word.
Right.
So he steps into the Word form and begins to create. All right? See, then that would put the Son of God, the Creator, and that's why that the Scripture would say, and we emphasize it, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. In other words, you are God made manifest in flesh. That's why they killed him. They killed him because he was God made flesh. All right? Because that's what he was saying. See? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Okay? All right? Then in doing that, then he comes forth, and you see what it comes to, that he ties together this natural man coming from a spiritual condition to a natural man. Alright? And makes a new race. Alright? Then Jesus didn't come with four legs and two arms and a head. Messed up. No. No, how did he come? Like us. Well, evidently that's what God was back there. Right? Evidently, God looked like this. You know, maybe he didn't look as fat as some of us, or, you know, different things, but he still looked like us. All right? But what was the form? What was he made out of? Well, what are we worried about? What are you concerned with what he was made out of? The point is, he got here. And that's my point. It wasn't then he didn't send a son. He came himself. He just stepped over in another form. And there's the Word. Then he began to say, let there be. All right. And he created the animals and created all of the things. Then he comes down and he creates the flesh man in Adam. All right. And when he does, he comes forth and you can see what God has got in his mind. A human being. Now, the trick to catch is what we're going to get over to where a new creation, you're going to have to wind up and come with one more creation. Now, I know the quote, so don't worry about it. Brother Run said he was a finished physical creation. That's right. He come down and he stopped creating. But you know what? On the day of Pentecost, he started creating again. A new race. Didn't change the man. Don't change us out. The new birth don't make you any different. It just makes you to be what you should have been to start with. You say should have been? Yeah. We should have been that way. We should have come that way. Adam was the beginning of that. All right? And you know how I've always preached it. What would happen in Adam, they could have come together. And God brought all of us into being, and we'd all went to the tree of life. And our bodies would have been made eternal because the soul would have been eternal coming from God. All right? See, then that way we can see that God had in his mind all the way back what he was going to do, which we'll see how that he does it in stages to bring it down. All right? Then he's bringing it But there's a great supernatural being, Jehovah God, who covered all space and all... What? Here he was in this form. He steps over in another form. Amen. Which is the Word. You say, yeah, but he's not... Oh, come on then, Brother Random, I'll take you back with that. He said, you say, but he never come in flesh before. He said, oh, yes, he did. He said, he come in flesh in Melchizedek. He come in flesh in that Melchizedek theophany form to Moses that could see him. All right? See, then you see what he was planning on doing. What do you think God would look like? I think that's what he'd look like. I believe, I'm as serious as I can be, he's seen the back part of a man. He wasn't able to see the front part, right? Because no man can see God and live, so he wasn't able to do that. He had to wait until that come into flesh. All right, but when that would come into flesh, what are you going to make it look like? Did he come out to me and looking like some kind of a weird creature? No. He come into being what we're doing. Now, come on, I'm just trying to make a natural point for you to keep it in mind to where when the spiritual comes into being, that we get over to that, that you'll see what we're trying to say. All right? Then what happens? The natural has got to become from, it'll become from spiritual creation to natural creation. All right? So then get that point now. Go ahead to number three. Now, no one has seen God. And now the next thing we begin to see by eyes of supernatural looking, we see a little white light forming out there. What is that? That was called by Bible readers Logos, or anointed, or the anointing, or as I was going to say, the part of God began to develop into something or something so human beings could have some type of an idea what it was in, see? It was a little light moving, and that was the Word of God. Now watch him. Now God gave himself birth to this Son, which was before there was even an Adam. No, so when did the Son of God come into being? Are you reading? Before there was even an Adam. Before there was anything, the Son of God was already into being. No, that was 2,000 years ago when he's, see, that's where your mind is locked on that thought and it won't work. See, you got to get it in the right line. All right. See, you get him to, what is the Son of God? God in another form. What did he do? He just stepped into another form. Now, if you caught that little point I laid down there a while ago, Melchizedek ate the calf. Right. Right. Moses saw the back part of a man. Right. So what would God look like? What was the form or looking that you're trying to look at what God is, you know? What was he? He was a man. The theophany was a man. Right? See, you say, well, the theophany is, all right, the theophany ties into a greater being as we get on down to the new birth. But the point of what I'm getting at, Moses saw a man. So what did God look like before he came over to where we're at? Looked like a man. Amen. Melchizedek was a man. Amen. All right. So then that way we can see that it wouldn't be something different, but it's a different race. See? In other words, back before this world, they would have been God. Self-existing. All right. But then when he would start coming this way, he would start unveiling himself of what he would look like and what he would be and how he would manifest himself and all, right? Okay? See, then, think about it. God is... Wait a minute, let's just read this one. Go ahead to number... Well, I'm on the backside. Go ahead with number 3. Did we done read that one? Okay, he gave himself birth, which was before there was even an Adam or anything. He gave himself birth to this son. Now, when we read it over here in a minute, get your mind clear. Because what we're going to read is where Brother Randall says, Adam was God's first created son. He said, but Jesus was his first begotten son. And he was begotten through the womb of a woman. See, Adam wasn't begotten like that. Adam was created straight from God's speech. The word created him. All right? See, there's, if you get these things straight, you'll see how things fit together. I was sitting there the other Wednesday night when Wade was bringing that out. I thought, come on. You know. Oh, okay. But you see, who was Michael? You say, well, God's first creation was angels. Right. Then he'll turn in another lineup of bringing it down that God's first creation was this way or that way. Just think about it. Who was Michael?
Amen.
Michael wasn't an angel. He was an archangel. The highest form. That's why Brother Brown says Michael was Christ.
Amen.
Now, who's Christ? God in another form.
Amen.
You remember that from last week? God in another form. You remember what Wade was bringing out about Michael? See, Michael was God in another form. That's where Satan could never figure that out, because how did that guy get next to him when he first was created? He knew he was created for a purpose, to be God's right-hand man. Right? But then when it all become to get into view and Satan began to play around a little bit, Michael just steps on the scene. See, Michael's not just an angel. Michael was God in another form called the Christ. Keep that in your mind and your thinking about it, and it'll keep a wonderful story, because you'll see then here was God. He steps over here in another form. Now listen, which is the Word. Right? And then that Word begins to say, let there be. What word? Michael. That's where Satan got all upset. He couldn't understand. I'm supposed to be his right-hand man. I'm supposed to be that. Well, what would be the right-hand man of God? Well, now, he picked out this special angel. He seen down through there all of, and he looked over and he seen Michael, and he goes, puts him here. No. Michael was God in another form. That's why it winds up, starts in Michael. Not mentioned much back that way, but Michael's over here in the book of Revelation. It's when it all ends up. Because he fights with Satan. All right? But just keep them little things. See, you'll see what we're hitting things. And I back away just a little bit when I see him moving, or these brothers moving into it, because I want them to minister. I don't want them to just be repeaters. That's fine. That's great. I want them to preach in their manner or their style or their doing. Because if you don't, then they'll wind up trying to be copycats. And that don't work. Okay, just forgive me. All right. Go ahead to number 4. Okay. Show us the Father. And there he come out. There was nothing. And then here come the Logos that looked like a halo hanging yonder. No man has seen God at any time now, eye to eye. And here's the Logos. looked like a supernatural being. It's the halo. That's the Son of God. Now look, he said, I don't believe in eternal sonship. All right. But you know that Brother Branham believed in eternal Godship.
Amen.
I got the quote here in a minute. I'll read it to you. You can have an eternal Godhead, but you can't have an eternal sonship, because sons have beginnings. But see, Jesus never had a beginning like we. He was the first of a new race. We'll get back to that. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead to number five. Let's get these. Because I want you to get to point now of what we're talking about. But now in the beginning of Jesus' ministry, he's such a great person that never know it was ever on the earth like him, and there never will be anyone like him. He was the only begotten Son of God, Son of Almighty God. We are sons by adoption through him, but he is God's only begotten Son. Now, begotten Son. Adam was God's son. Do you believe that? But he was God's creative son. Jesus was not God's creative son. Adam was God's creative son. Jesus was God's begotten. See? God begotten his son. Okay? Go ahead. Go to number six. Let's get these fives now. I'll go up to the point. So how many knows that God is like, then when God became the flesh and dwelt in the body that he created, which was his only begotten son, Adam was his son, a creative son, but Jesus was his begotten son. And God was in Jesus reconciling the world to himself. Now keep in mind, God, you keep in mind what we were reading there a minute ago. His first creative son, he gave birth. You remember it? He gave birth. What was it? You remember that a minute ago where he said he gave birth to his son? What's giving birth to? Adam was created. Made. Created. Jesus wasn't made. He was begotten. He had to come into a human body to be able to be a savior. Adam could not fulfill that. He could not be our savior. But Jesus Christ could be our savior, but he would have to come first to prove what he's doing. He would have to come as a spiritual being. So that would be God's first creation, would be a spiritual being. Him stepping over in another form. Called the Word. Logos, theophany. All right. And see, from there, then you see coming into view, Michael stepping on the scene. All right. Because Michael was Christ. Not Christ of the anointing. He was the Christ. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Who was Michael? He was Jesus Christ. Before he became Jesus Christ. Aren't you with me?
Amen.
He was Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Almighty God.
Amen.
Come on, we're getting on to something on the Godhead now. Let's go ahead and roll it up. Now Jesus, the Son of God, had the Spirit without measure. Is that right? But we have it by measure. See, Jesus, the Son of God, had the Spirit without measure. That was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Come into human flesh. Sure. I've explained it to you. When he was a baby, he couldn't die for our sins. When he was 13 years old, he couldn't pay the price for our sins. No, he couldn't do that. So he had to wait to a time till he become 29, going on to 30, to be able to enter the ministry. Becoming 30, the Bible says. All right? To enter the ministry to pay the price. He could start preaching, but then he still had to preach the message that would crucify him. Right?
Amen.
So he was Jesus, the Son of God. The fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Amen.
So then, why not go back and think about what the prophet is saying a lot of time? Just think simple. in God, he was a man. I mean, in God, he was spirit man. But in body, he was a man. The Bible says God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. God and man become one. Sister said out there the other night, said, are you going down to where in the scriptures where it speaks of heaven and earth kissing each other? I said, you've been reading the seals, haven't you? She had. She copied them off, remember, put them down. Yeah. What? God and man become one. When Jesus Christ stepped on this earth, God and man become one. You don't have to play around to try to figure, well, what was this? Or what did he look like? Why? What are you worried about it for? But just remember, he looked like us. Because that's who we are. He's not going to change us into another, change of the body is not going to change us into another, creature looking something. Mm-mm. Just make this new. Right? So then what's he doing? Go ahead, number six. Let's see if we're on number five or number six. Seven, go ahead. Now this great creator had placed his created son. Now Adam was his first created son. Jesus was his only begotten. See? He was begotten by a woman. But Adam was straight from the hand of God in the creation. But Jesus never come that way. He had to come through the womb of a woman. That would make him the begotten. The only begotten. That's why the scripture emphasizes it. Only begotten. Only begotten. Why? Because there'll never be another one like that. Because you'd have another God if he did. No, see, that won't work. Go ahead to the next one. Number eight. See, the holy blood that was created by God, the blood, the life, the creation of God. Jesus was the beginning of the creation of God. Oh, you see it? God made in creation. He was spirit, the Bible said. He is the beginning of the creation of God. How did he begin? In the wounds of a woman. Which is what? The woman is, you know, he goes on to talking about the chain. But remember one thing. He had to become, what is it? Come on, Brian. Genesis 3:15. Thy seed. Thy seed, which was Christ. All right. Come on then. Let's go to the next one. I want to get these here because I want you to get this point to where we can preach on it later. God is the creator, and how was he ever created? But this is the beginning of the creation of God. When God the Spirit was created in the form of a man. See, come on down to man. He started his journey as to being, and he comes through the creation acts, and he comes down to be a man. God the Creator himself becoming a creation. God who made the dirt, made the calcium, made the potash, cosmic light, petroleums, took the thing together and created himself in the beginning of the creation of God. Huh? How was it? No man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten of the Father has declared him. See? I wish we'd get that point in our mind of how that he declared him. He brought him out in the open. He brought him out where he could be seen. See? Jesus was God made manifest in human flesh, right? Walking upon this earth, a man that was God. Huh? That God had to pay the price of death for you and me. But he's the beginning of the creation. Huh? He was a new race. I want to get to that and then we'll try to get our point. Okay. Go ahead. I think the next one. Yeah. Number 10, yeah. He had started a new creation. Now watch him. What was it? A creation of himself. God was made flesh and dwelt among us. Now see, he had to then come through the wound of the woman to be able to come to that position. He could not be spoken into existence. So Adam was his created son. Jesus was his begotten son. Where he could come into being. Right? Now watch. God was made flesh and dwelt among us. That's, the Bible said, in the beginning of the creation of God. God was created in human form in Jesus Christ, his son. God dwelt. He built his tabernacle of flesh and bones and lived in that tabernacle. God, Emmanuel, God with us. He built himself a house to live in it so he could reflect his word to his subjects. Through that, you know what God is when you see Jesus. Okay? Right. Go ahead to the next one. This is Revelation. Then when was God created? He is the beginning of the creation of God. And God is eternal. Is that right? But when God was created, when, in other words, when God was created, now he stopped and makes his point. When a little baby that was conceived in the womb of a mother, and a virgin, and she began to develop these cells within her to bring forth this little baby, that was the beginning of God's creation.
Right.
He's a new creation. He's a new race. Okay, all
right.
Go ahead, number 12. How could God be created if he's a spirit? How could he be? He's eternal. He never was created. He never will be created. Now look at it. He's been talking about him being created. Now he's saying he never was created. What? Like we think. The way we think of created. God was never created that way. Adam was created that way. That's why I'm reading the point over and over and over. Adam was that. Jesus was not that. Jesus was God made manifest in human flesh. Right? He was God in the beginning, but he is that. The beginning of the creation of God was Jesus the beginning of the creation of God was Jesus Christ when he was made manifest, when God lived in him. He is God's creation. Oh my, see, the first and the last, the amen, the beginning of the creation of God. When God created himself a body, he come down and lived in it. That's the beginning of the creation of God. Oh my, isn't he wonderful? What about it? The beginning of the creation of God. God created a body. But not created it like Adam. Get that? See, Adam was created. All
right?
Jesus Christ wasn't created. He was birthed. See, he was the Word. He was birthed. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. All
right?
He gave birth. God gave birth to his own self. In the basis that he just stepped into another form. That was God in human flesh. All he done when he come to this earth was took on a human flesh. A body. Thou hast, Hebrews 10:5, thou hast prepared me. He took upon that body so he could pay the price for our sins. Right? See, then he was the only begotten. But that started a new race. I don't want to say too much on that because I want to get the whole thing as we can into the all right. Go ahead to number, what do we got? We got two more. Go ahead to number 14. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that in his body he was a man. He was born of a woman just like I was. But his blood was not of a woman. It was of God and Jehovah God, the Logos, who brooded over the earth. And all right. He's just like me and you. Jesus Christ could have given you a blood transfusion. Do you believe it that way? I do. I believe that he was so much human, he could give you a blood transfusion. Well, that would be nice if we could get it. But I thought we did get it in the new birth. I thought we did get a new creation in a new birth. That's where we'll get to the message next. See, and keep running over that. All right. All right, go ahead. Number 15. This is the one I like. The Logos that went out of God. No regard to you Catholic people. He's talking about the facts of the faith and all. And they talk about eternal sonship. That don't work. See, roll it on up. Eternity, which had no beginning or has no end. And son means had a beginning. So how could it? It could be a eternal Godship. Now, who would have ever thought of that? We was arguing over the Godhead, and he's talking about the Godship. He brings it eternal, an eternal Godship. Why? Because that's what I've been explaining all the way down, has been God in this form, moved over to this form, and manifests himself as the Word, the Creator. Moves from that form over into the next form, and finally comes into human flesh. Then he has to give his life, and that's where we're going to next, where he has to give his life, releasing that was within him, so he could start the new creation that he always wanted. Amen. Which is a new birth. Amen. In you.
Amen. That's right.
Right? It could be an eternal Godhead, and never an eternal sonship. A son is one that was begotten, so it has to begin it. And the Logos, which was the Son of God, went out, created by these great fountains of purity. God, as those spirits, went out, and it created the Logos. All right? So you think about it. Let's get to the last one, and then we'll... God came down in a blood cell, not through a man, but by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And in that virgin womb, a tabernacle for the purpose of death was built. The seed of the woman came in order that he be bruised to bring us our salvation. When the Holy Ghost came upon Mary, he created within her womb the cell that would multiply and become the body of our Lord. That cell was created. It was the beginning of the creation of God. That is who Jesus is. And that Holy One was filled with holy blood, even the blood of God. That tabernacle came to birth. He grew to be a man. He went to Jordan, and there was sacrifice, was washed to John and all the river. Yeah. Think about it. Think about it, church. Simple little story or illustrations that the prophet would bring for us to understand. You're a father. You're a son, you're a human being, but you're only one person. Well, that makes the Godhead understanding great to you and I, because we see Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is not three gods. It's God manifested in many ways, coming out to be the eternal God dwelling in a human being, making way for a new creation. In the Revelations, we'll get it over into the next message or so, where it says in the beginning of the creation of God, he said this is another creation. He's not dealing by ways of the old ways. This is a new creation. You that have a new birth, you have eternal life in you. Right? By having eternal life, in a new birth, you're a beginning of a creation.
Amen.
That creation started back there on the day of Pentecost.
Right.
A new creation.
Amen.
You're trying to figure out, and I know what our thoughts are, trying to figure out what was God before this, what was God before this. I'm looking at what God is now.
Amen.
He's now getting in finality what he always wanted. But we've always understood the new birth. Okay. But just remember, the new birth came in a mighty way. Because you know what your prophet said? He said Adam and Eve could have made God our creator, but that wasn't what he wanted. Or a father, but he didn't want it that way. He said the Son of Man was the way.
Amen.
Who is the Son of Man?
Amen.
He was Almighty God in human flesh.
Amen.
And he spoke the word. You realize he spoke you into existence as part of a new race. Not trying to take us away from the human race and throw us out into some other form. No, no. But to bring forth what he always wanted, his people, into manifestation. He was lonely. Is that the thing the prophet emphasized of God before the foundation of the world and all of that? He was lonely. He said he made Adam. He said he looked and Adam was lonely. So he made him a helpmeet. And then through her, she brought forth the manifestation of what it would be. Through her wound would finally come the seed of the woman. That would make way for the new birth to be able to come. And to be Christ in you, the hope of glory. Think on these things. He's the beginning of the creation of God, but Rome says we're the continuation. He was the beginning or the first one of this new race. Right? First one of this new race. But we're the rest of that. We're the finishing up. And I thought we always believed in the Alpha and Omega form of how he started would wind up the way he, you know, how he ends it would be the way he would want it to be. He always wanted it to come to that place. Is Christ in you, the hope of glory? The new birth. But Brother Dale, you mean the new birth is you know, you mean that you think that this thing is ending up just on us in the new birth? Well, you tell me where it ends at. You tell me what it comes out to be. Because I'm sorry to say it, but that's the way I've always studied it. To try to see Christ. I remember back there when we were talking about God and things. And you just couldn't get it clear. But each day it becomes more clearer, opening up to where we can see God. See, that's why he could walk right in here right now. But you wouldn't know he was God. Because you wouldn't understand it to be that way. So he won't walk in that way. We meet him in the air. But he's here anyway. He's here every time he gives a new birth. Every time he makes a child of God or brings it into being, that's part of that original creation was back there. Adam and Eve was an original creation, spiritually speaking. Then they become into a physical creation, which would make them first of a type of a race or a people. So what would God be like? I mean, if he wanted fellowship with his creation, you think he'd make us a bunch of monkeys and elephants and bears and things, you know? No. He made us like himself. That's why I've always said, we know for surety the way Jesus is supposed to look like. Because the prophet said he saw him 2 or 3 times. Do you think he said, well, no, he saw it 2 or 3 times. Did he look like Hoffman's? We know what he looks like. If a man come in here that looked like Hoffman, we'd begin to think, wouldn't we? But we know that he ain't supposed to be here. See? We wouldn't be deceived. We know he's not supposed to be here. We're supposed to meet him in the hour. But now if I met one in the hour, I'd want him to look like Hoffman. Right? You understand? I want to reverse it. I want him to look like that if I meet him in the air. Because that's what he's supposed to look like. See, we've learned a lot of things over a lot of the years. Now waiting to see a lot of that made manifest. Hope time don't run out for me, but if it does, I ain't going to be worried about it. I just get to beat you up, get up before you do. You know, I'll meet you somewhere. But you see, if you can catch the Godhead correctly, you get away from trying to figure out what he looked like back there to see what he looks like now. And to think about that what he looks like now was what he would look like back there. Right? Come on. You following me? You want to know what God looked like before the foundation of the world? Look at him now. Where's he at? He's in his people. He's in a remembered body. We're every one his children. We're his offspring. I like the way the prophet will get into that when we get to it. How that he was, that we're adopted. We're adopted into this. Brought to that position. Let's come on, musician. Think on these things. See what we've done. We've went now from God back before the world, bringing down what he looks like and what he's doing, how he just changes his form from one step to another. And then we've come up to seeing him change his form from being that to the Word. Not to just the Word that you look across. Because there's the catch to what the prophet was saying. He said Word, he called it the Word, he called it the Logos, he called it the Theophany. He calls it the anointing. Well, what is it? It's all of that together. You understand? He's all of that. He is the Word. But he's not just letters on a page. Not a word like that. He was the Word that stood back there and said, let there be. And everything came into being. He's still creating. He's creating his bride. Amen. Each day, that little bride gets more and more. Amen. Every day we get closer to God. Amen. Let's stand together. Think on these things. If you can follow it, see, we went from that, we're going to this. Now next we'll be going, because we're holding it right now, because when he walked the shores of Galilee, that was Almighty God walking on this earth. He wasn't a second person or a third person. He was the person of Almighty God. Walking on the shores of Galilee. Huh? Go ahead while we got room.
Let's sing 239, He Became Me.
He became me that I might become him by grace. He became me that I might become him by grace.
Anybody have a need? The altar's open.
He took my place that I might through his love could
what about
take
it?
His. Oh, he became me that I might become him by grace. He became me
and just thanking. Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we lay our hands upon our sister and says, by your stripes, she is healed. So touch her eyes, let everything be normal. Bring it back to the right. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody else?
Took my place that I through his love could take his. Oh, he became me that I might
Lord
become
Jesus,
him
by you know
grace.
What our wife's going through and the torment and the heartaches and troubles and things of all of this virus and stuff. Me.
That I might become him
to forget our beings and our thoughts and forget us, but just remember that you promised it.
That
you said by your stripes
my
wife is healed, and we thank you. Now make it a manifestation into life. Just take away all of these problems.
That
we love you, Father.
His
in
love
Jesus' name.
Could take it.
Anybody else?
Oh, he became me that I might become him by grace.
Think about it. He became me that I might become him. There was no way for us to ever be anything. But yet if we just die out to ourselves and accept what he says, he'll take care of it. He'll work it out. There's a sign on the road down there at home or something says something like, we'll make it through, you know. Well, you know what? It's not us that's making it through. He's already made it. But he's just finishing up whatever. Whatever it takes, I don't know. I guess it's none of our business. Sometimes you try to figure something out and you get it all figured out and everything and you sit down and say, boy, I got that. And about that time it goes haywire and you see you ain't got it figured out. But see, there's one thing I do have figured out. I know who's in my place. I know who's taking my place. I know how this got started. And all of the doings. All the creation and the things. Just think about it. He's doing all of this to bring a bride to a place. That she can be his offspring. What a wonderful God. Father, we thank you. We just ask you now to go with us. We go eat a natural meal, Lord, and come back together this afternoon. And Wade ministering unto us, and we pray that you would just open our hearts and eyes to thy word. Forgive our sins, cleanse us, and guide us. Show us thy ways, Lord, in Jesus' name. You dismiss.
Him by grace. He became me that I become him by grace. Oh, he took my place that I through his love could take.